from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
On his first day back in office, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister A.N.R. Robinson outlines his priority areas for attention. In the Dominican Republic, President Balaguer bows to union pressure and raises wages. And a team of former Barbados and West Indies cricketers revive English memories of a golden era. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister A.N.R. Robinson spent his first day back in office today following the Jamaat al-Muslimin attempt to overthrow his government in late July, early August. Mr. Robinson's doctors have advised him to ease his way back, and as a result, he will spend his mornings in his office, while in the afternoons he will work from his official residence. His doctors are apparently still concerned about the gunshot wound in his leg, and the Prime Minister is still walking with the aid of a stick. At a press conference to mark his return to office this morning, Mr. Robinson appeared to be fairly relaxed, and the bruises on his face were fading. Mr. Robinson was asked what would now be his priorities.
Priorities will certainly have to be the whole question of the existing state of emergency, the state of security in the country, and of individuals going about their normal business.